Let's start out. I learned something new today that gift cards in Missouri can never really expire. Will you explain a little bit about what your office does that makes that so?
That's right, Sarah. Well, as you know, I am in charge of unclaimed property for Missouri taxpayers. So it's my job to identify that property, categorize it, and do my best to return that back to taxpayers. And over the last 5 years, Sarah, we've returned record amounts in record speed back to Missourians and really actually been able to make a real difference in the economy, returning more than $176 million just since I've taken office. But gift cards are something that we always like to talk about this time of the year, Sarah, because they're a very popular gift. People often get them and they forget about them, set them aside, and they might have forgotten to use them. And we want Missourians, first of all, to remember that they should do their best, if at all possible, to not lose that gift card. But secondly, as a backup, make a copy of that gift card and the number that's on it so you have some proof that that card was yours in case you ever do lose it. And third, that they should check unclaimed property constantly, showmemoney.com, to see if they have gift cards or other types of resources there.
Now, you mentioned some of the overall numbers of the property that's been returned. What do you have that's just from gift cards?
So we have $75,000 in gift cards that I've returned this calendar year alone. We have $7.3 million in gift cards and certificates that are waiting to be returned.
You mentioned that people should do everything they can not to lose this gift card or let it expire, but if that happens, what steps do they need to start out with?
Sure. Well, one thing is they'll obviously potentially need some proof that that gift card was there. So especially with gift cards today, there may not be an owner's name assigned to that necessarily. There might just be an account number. So doing their best that they can do by making a copy of that card, keeping that card in a safe place, you know, those are important steps to take tangibly. If you do lose that card and you do have a copy of it, calling that vendor and letting them know what happened might get you an opportunity to get a new card reissued. But down the line, after those accounts are dormant for 5 years, you know, it becomes my responsibility to return those gift cards back to Missourians. So, you know, we do that every year, Sarah. It's our responsibility to do so. But we know one of the most important things that I can do for Missourians is to help them protect their money to start, and that's avoiding, you know, getting those gift cards lost in the first place.
All right, and may I ask, this seems like a real passion of yours, returning unclaimed property to Missouri residents. Is this something that previous treasurers or treasurers in other states do, or is this kind of a passion project of yours?
Well, you know, Missourians rely on me, Sarah, to protect their tax dollars. And part of that responsibility is making sure that I take care of their property until they can claim it. This is their money. It's not the government's. So one of the most rewarding things that I can do is that we're returning money that is due to Missourians, that is their money. We're doing it free of charge. You know, we've returned record amounts, $176 million. I can tell you that my staff is doing more with less. We're using technology to better reach Missourians. That's why we've returned record numbers. And, you know, we often think about unclaimed property, Sarah, in terms of dollars and cents, but it also comes up in some very unique items that we see in safe deposit boxes. Everything from rare baseball cards, antique tools, a Civil War muster roll, to veterans' medals that, by the way, when I took office, those medals were being auctioned off to the highest bidder at state auctions. I stopped that process. We now have partnered with the legislature, with veterans organizations, to find those owners and have returned nearly 100 medals since I've been in office.
And that is fantastic. Treasurer's Weifel, do you have anything you'd like to add or anything else you think we should talk about?
ShowMeMoney.com is a great website to check to see if you have unclaimed property here in Missouri.